Health services in eastern and central Kenya are getting a big boost through a new $100 million program. The U.S. Development Agency, USAID, has awarded the funds to an international nonprofit organization affiliated with Johns Hopkins University. For the past 4 years, Chipaigo has led a nearly $34 million program in eastern Kenya called AFIA 2. AFIA stands for AIDS, Population, and Health Integrated Assistance. The goal is to empower frontline health workers with effective low-cost solutions to delivering quality health care.
The work that began in 2006 and which ended in 2010, December, led by Chipaigo, was tasked with the responsibility of building a linkage between the communities and the hospitals in Kenya, particularly the part of Kenya that is called the Eastern Province. Eastern Province is an area of about 6 million Kenyans with diverse challenges in terms of health.
That's Dr. Ken Chibet, who says those challenges included low immunization rates, a lack of family planning services, little awareness among the local population of their HIV status, and a large number of orphans and vulnerable children. AFIA 2 made progress on all fronts. As a result, USAID is awarding $100 million to Chipaigo to launch the AFIA Plus Health Service Delivery Project. It's a partnership between the U.S. and the Kenyan government that will expand health services in both eastern and central provinces. Dr. Chibet is in charge.
We are excited as an organization, Chipaigo, to win this new award. It's been an exciting period for us.
The AFIA Plus project enlists what's called a consortium of Kenyan partners to integrate a range of health services, products, and information at all levels.
The Kenyan population will have the chance to know the HIV status. This support will go into testing for HIV and AIDS. A greater part of this support will also be able to put a number of our Kenyan pop that are currently positive on ARV drugs. We hope to manage close to 500,000 orphans and vulnerable children.
He describes it as a new health implementation framework.
So the support is basically going to fill into the gaps that have been identified by the Kenya government in what we call a five-year strategic plan in terms of our health network. So it fills into a gap that we could not be able to afford as a government. It will basically consolidate a national outreach. It relates to services going right up to the village level.
Chipaigo began its work 35 years ago. It now operates in more than 140 countries. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.